And he's having to save all the ashes. I take them up. And
wood ashes.
Wood ashes.
Uh-huh.
It's a lye in them, you know. Mm-hmm. And the ashes that kills them worms out. Mm-hmm. My daddy used to do that too.
Yeah, right. If you burn coal, what's that black stuff that you? What would you call that black stuff?
You mean the coal or what?
Well, if you burn coal on a stove,
it leaves
something in it.
Leaves a coke or something like. Let's see.
Okay, and then how about up in the chimney itself, or the smoke,
That is the same thing. It's called soot. Soot.
And
you have to burn them chimneys out, you know, once a year nearly, you know, or you burn them regular. That soot will get up in there and boy, it'll get a fire and it'll go out top up there, no telling how many feet high.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just blow it out.
Uh-huh. You have to cramp my fingers, they're drawing on me.
I noticed when I came in, this piece of furniture here, just by to the right of the door. What do you call that?
Chiffarole.
Chiffarole.
Uh-huh. Now you wonder what's doing out there in the hall. They ain't supposed to be there.
Well, it's. I thought it was something you want to keep.
No, I don't want to get shed of it. It's set right in that corner back there. Well. My wife, let me see, 19 years ago, we slept over here and this bed wasn't in here. She got down, had cancer. I had her operated on, Dr. Baptist Hospital operated on her 3 different times. Hell, every time he'd say, got it all. But every time, my wife was kind of a clumsy person. She'd get a fall. Every time she'd get a fall, be another cancer. Well, suppose she died, she got to where that she was just all over the bed. I just couldn't sleep. So my son that went out here a while ago, there's 2 of these. One of them sat on top of the other. He got 2 kids, a boy and a girl. The girl slept down and the boy up on top. Mm-hmm. Well, they decided they'd go, the girl, they're both getting pretty good size, they're going to do way well. He brought me one of them out here.
I
sleep
see.
On here.
Mm-hmm.
Had to move that chiffer about so I could be by my wife, you see, and get mm-hmm. up and down with her.
I see. Well, the reason I ask is that I'm interested in what you call piece of furniture like that.
That's what they call an old-timey chiffarole.
And what is a wardrobe then?
Well, that's some same thing as that about it. Let me see, one of them hasn't got no mirror in it, ain't that it?
Sometimes a wardrobe, they tell me, is really a big piece of furniture, and only one drawer at the bottom for blankets. Does that sound right? And then doors that open out, and that's where you keep your mm-hmm. clothes.
Yeah,
is that,
it's got 2, that's got 2 doors, a little, and
right.
A chiffarole. It's just got 1 door and a bunch of drawers.
Right,
you're right. Because, and I bought my daddy's place down there. He left my sister in Memphis, they give her the wardrobe, and she had a lot of papers and things in it, you know. And I put a family in there to live, and they left it in another room back there, put it back in, it burnt up down there.